listening to all of the various roundtable meetings, what do they call these meetings at the town hall meetings? And we're in that season. We're definitely in that season. Political journalists are having a field day. It's wonderful to watch. Really wonderful to watch. I have the privilege, really, ladies and gentlemen, of being in the media fraternity, but also get a chance to step back and just watch from a distance. It is indeed a very interesting thing to watch. But over the last few days, there is a recurring theme that I keep hearing from various speakers at these roundtable meetings, at these town hall meetings, whatever the platform is, a very interesting message keeps coming through. It's a common denominator whenever things such as crime are talked about, whenever things such as policing are talked about. There's a very strong suggestion, and I've got to qualify this by saying not all police officers, because there are women and men in the South African police services who are conscientious, who are ethical, who are doing the damnedest to try and rid our country of criminality. And I know that to be the case. But what is emerging in the various conversations is how the police services is beginning to emerge as the number one criminal organization in South Africa. If not the number one criminal organization, but maybe the one organization that facilitates and enables criminality in South Africa, both at an intelligence level, but also at an operational level, and with all types of crime. Police have been implicated in the ever-growing industry of assassins and assassinations. Police have been implicated in the ever-growing industry of extortion and rent-seeking behavior. But the enforcers are increasingly in blue. Police have been implicated in the intelligence required to bring all manner of illicit goods and take them out of the country, using networks that are accessible only, or should be accessible only, by the police.
Yeah.
Police have been implicated in not only the protection of drug dealers and drug lords, but the muling, the very movement of drugs from ports of entry into townships, into our towns. And it is known who is involved to the highest ranks, known by community members, such that the police have emerged in many of these conversations as the one organization in South Africa that is organized with trained personnel, with agency to push the criminal agenda in the country. And no one is spared from suspicion. Not one person in the police fraternity is spared from suspicion. Now, remember, I said to you that I know for sure that there are men and women in the police space that are conscientious, that are ethical, that are doing their damnedest to try and rid us of criminality. But from the highest levels of the police space, the highest, how high do you want to go? People are implicated in one form of crime or crime enablement of another.